Rendez-vous de la Francophonie is an annual celebration that promotes the French language, heritage, and its numerous cultural expressions. It runs March 3rd to 23rd in communities across Canada. La Fondation canadienne pour le dialogue des cultures, in partnership with the National Campus and Community Radio Association, through the Community Radio Fund of Canada and this station, present the RBF series, January through March of 2016. For more information, check out www.ncra.ca/RBF.
Hello, and my name is David Powell from 88.7 Seaford Radio, located in Northern British Columbia at the beautiful University of Northern British Columbia campus. We are doing a very special 30-minute ditty on the Francophone presence here in Prince George to get the people's opinions on why it is important to celebrate Francophone culture for the 2016 Rendezvous de Francophonie celebration. I'd like to begin with the fact that there are at least 9.5 million people that keep this beautiful language alive here in Canada. Some of them are recent immigrants or Anglophones who have been chosen to learn French. So why is this relevant? Well, the RVF, the Rendezvous de Francophone, is an initiative to promote and support dialogue among the Francophone and Acadian communities, as well as all other communities across Canada. Seaford heard about the fabulous way to celebrate one of Prince George's most beautiful languages and took the initiative to interview citizens that consider themselves Francophone or had learned the language to ask them what their language and culture means to them. Before I begin the interviews, though, I started asking myself the whos, the whats, the wheres, and whens, as any radio documenter must do before conducting any half-decent documentary, at least one worth listening to anyways. And as I started thinking and asking myself the whos and the whats, it wasn't until countless hours of drinking Red Bulls and reading endless pages of French history that I was actually only curious in the question why. Why is it that we're celebrating the Francophone language? I mean, it's a beautiful language, but what is it that people who actually speak French really feel about the language? So, I conducted a series of interviews. We first started looking for the big players in town. Who ran the show? Who was the boss? The Bruce Springsteen of French culture around here. We came across the Cercle, run by a group of volunteers and hard-working, dedicated individuals who were committed to serving the community.
They were very happy to see the snow.
I couldn't help but roll my eyes after walking over there in the snow and minus 15 weather and seeing the kids out there playing and having a good time. I miss having that kind of endearment for cold, snowy weather. Jeff seemed like a pretty interesting guy from the minute I met him. His story really made me think a little about where exactly he came from and why.
Originally, I'm born in Central Africa, in Gabon. And in Gabon, French is the official language. So French is my first language. And I did my studies in Montreal City before to come in Prince George, in Prince George City.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, exactly.
What did you study in Montreal?
Montreal City, I studied project management and environmental engineering. Yeah, exactly. But when I was a student, I was also involved in my communities, working on social project and cultural project in Prince George City. And when I moved in Prince George, I became aware about the importance to preserve minorities, communities, and because in Quebec City, it's people speak French, so there is some minorities, but there is no a French minority in Quebec. But when we travel outside of Quebec province, you become aware that the importance to preserve the French Canadian minorities, and for me that is a good challenge for me, because I think that it's very, very important to preserve and to promote not only Francophone community but also the other minority communities like Métis communities and other minority people.
With someone with a background as his, with it not being in such a social major, I was curious as to why he was influenced by the idea of preserving languages. This is what he had to say.
Good question. I think that Francophone present should be celebrated because first, we are a minority. we are a minority, and it's very, very important to preserve some minorities groups in Canada. Not only just the Francophone community, also the autochthone culture, Métis culture. It's very, very important to preserve them. Because those different groups contributed in the past, and they are contributing right now, and maybe in the future, to improve Canada, to develop Canada. And that is a good example for that. And I would like also to thank the different partners working with the different minorities association in Prince George in order to preserve that, because I think that it's very, very important to build a very good community throughout diversity of different people, different culture, and yeah.
This conversation with Jeff couldn't go any better. I mean, I've really got the impression that he really cared about the conservation for languages in our community, as well as the appreciation that he had for his own language, especially from where he came from and what he's already done for the community with the circle. So I began to inquire about the kinds of things that the circle did to put on for the community, and he had a great answer for this as well.
Good question. For example, in the CERC, the Canadien Français de Prince George, our Francophone Association, we work that we are very we promote the Francophone culture through different social and cultural activities in Prince George City. For example, there will be in February one of the most important cultural activities, the annual Winter Francophone Festival in Prince George City. This event will take place at the end of January, exactly on January 30th to February 6th. Yeah, the annual Winter Francophone Festival. Yeah, we work that is the big cultural event organized by Le Cercle des Canadiens Français, the Prince George, and so in Prince George City. And for this festival, it will be organized in association with ColdSnap. That is a good example of a partnership between Francophone community and English Canadian community in Prince George.
Music fans that we are here at CFIR Radio, I was curious as to which artists were actually playing at this Cold Snap Festival.
Francophone artists like Le Vent du Nord, Le Vent du Nord, and English Canadian artists like Cecil Dukinge.
So externally, the circle is very busy. And I definitely got that impression with that Cold Snap tour. I mean, I've been there before, and this place is phenomenal. Anybody in the Prince George area who is around during that time, it's just a great place to bring your kids, family, or friends and have a ball. Fantastic time. But now I'm curious as to what the circle did on the inside. And wow, it's also just as busy.
In the past, because how Francophone communities was created, founded in 1960 in Prince George City. So during the past, we organized different social and cultural activities in Prince George in order to get not only the Francophone community, but people who are interested to know the Francophone culture also. And for that, we organize, for example, summer camps for children. Summer camps, generally, they are bilingual summer camps, and it's very, very interesting because there are a lot of children from different schools in Prince George who are interested to participate to these important activities. And it will be also a good way for them to improve their French also.
So I'm curious about the popularity now of the Francophone community here in Prince George. How well is it doing? What is the circle pulling in on an average basis in terms of students coming in? And Jeff, he was able to give me some pretty cool information.
It's growing. It's growing. The state of the Francophone community is growing because, for example, in the preschool immersion, in the preschool, the French preschool, the Coin des Petits, there will be an increase of the number of kids interested to learn French. So I think that a lot of parents living in Prince George are very interested to further kids to practice a little French, and I think that that will be a good advantage for them to the future, because they can be interested to travel maybe in France or maybe to work in the federal agency or for the federal government. It will be a good asset to be bilingual.
So not only the popularity of children coming into the circle has increased, but then he told me this as well.
September, we had an increase of the number of adults interested to learn French also, and even in the different school, they can give you more information about that.
So what did the team at CIFER do? Well, they did just that. They got a hold of one of the French immersion schools in Prince George, and we were able to get a hold of
Carmen B. And I am an elementary school teacher here in Prince George, and I teach at École Lac des Bois, which is a single-track French immersion school here in town. It is, so single track means that there is no English in the school. While it's not a Francophone school, there is no English programming that happens aside from the regular English classes that the older kids get. So everything in our school is French immersion from kindergarten all the way up until grade 7. And it's a pretty decent sized school. I believe the population of it now, the student count is around 460.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty big elementary school and pretty big for also a French program.
I was very interested in the fact that they were actually growing, and I couldn't believe it.
Absolutely, we are. So I believe this year we have 4.5 kindergarten classes, and in previous years there's been a maximum of 3. So we're getting a lot of new enrollments every year, and as the kids go up in the grades, sometimes a few families decide that French immersion is not for them. So we get a few people who decide to switch over to an English track, but we also get people transferring into French immersion. Sometimes kids who have not started their education in French will switch in for grade 1, which actually works quite well. They catch up very quickly to the kids who started in kindergarten.
Oh, wow.
And we'll get other kids from different towns or schools occasionally as well. So the bulk of our student population is probably in the primary grades, but as our school expands and we get higher enrollment in kindergarten, then those higher grades also turn into a larger group of children.
The fact that there is that many students being enrolled in French immersion on a yearly basis intrigued me very much. Carmen must have had a reason why she decided to go into French. Maybe ask why she loved it so much that she decided to start teaching French.
Well, I'm not too sure exactly how to answer this. I love the language of French. I think it's very beautiful. There's all kinds of different nuances to it than we have in English. There's, you know, sayings that you can kind of roughly translate, but they don't mean quite the same thing. And I find that really interesting. But to be perfectly honest, it does present a whole new set of difficulties. Because I'm not a Francophone and I learned French as a secondary language, sometimes trying to say exactly what I'm thinking or feeling can be really challenging. So, you know, luckily we have a really lovely staff at Lac des Bois who are, you know, we've got probably, we have a good mix of Francophone and Anglophone speaking teachers. And luckily, you know, we have a lot of resources to help those of us who are Anglophone and need a bit of extra help with our own language development. in our Francophone and more experienced colleagues. So, yeah.
Wow.
I guess I just always kind of thought the challenge would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And also French music, especially French folk music, has always been something that I've really appreciated and loved. So I guess when you put all those pieces together, that's where I landed.
That's great. But she said something in there that was really intriguing, and I had to get her to expand more on it. She said something about language being an art form, and she did expand, and this is what came out.
I think that I think a lot of other people would agree, because language itself, any language really, is highly artistic, or has the capability of being highly artistic.
Absolutely.
And then when we're getting into the music side of things, with lyrics, and there's different, I find there's different melody and cadence in a lot of French folk music, so it really is fascinating.
She was absolutely right that it was fascinating. I was completely fascinated. But I kind of wanted to ask her what kind of influences she was talking about exactly.
I am actually one of those people who does like almost anything, with a few small exceptions. Some of the French composers and music that I use a lot at school, there's just some excellent compilations of French-Canadian folk music. There's one book that I use quite a bit, and I think it's actually called French-Canadian Folk Songs, compiled by a woman named Edith Fock, F-O-W-K-E. And they're lovely songs, really beautiful. I also use a couple classical composers fairly regularly. One French man named Camille Saint-Saëns, and he did a lovely piece of work called La Carnaval des Animaux, and that is Carnival of the Animals. And it's a beautiful French, he's French, but it's a beautiful piece of music that's all themed around animals. And there's a story that goes along with it, and it's perfect for younger children. It really gives them a chance to learn a bit about classical music and classical instruments. I also use Peter and the Wolf, which has been translated into French. It's a beautiful piece of music. Gives children the opportunity to experience all kinds of different instruments, and provides an exciting story at the same time.
Now, I haven't heard a lot of Carmen's influences before, but I do think her students are benefiting a great deal from her passion for teaching and music. I also really appreciated Carmen's passion when she began to explain Canada's beautiful cultures. This is what she said.
Well, you know, Canada is so, and North America in general, we're so fortunate to have such a huge variety of culture. When it comes to just, you know, all kinds of different nationalities and histories. And I think that Canada has, for the most part, been great in embracing that. And I think that a lot of people are, you know, just wanting to do that more and more. And I think that we have a lot to learn from all these different languages and arts and everything that comes along with these different cultures. You know, there's so many different celebrations, there's so many different expressions, there's different styles, and yeah, I think that in itself is cause for celebration.
I mean, holy crackers and brie. That was fantastic. I had to thank Carmen so much for expressing how she felt about the French language and what it brought to her. Now we were able to speak to a couple students to get away from the teachers a little bit. And these students are from UMBC, which is the University of Northern British Columbia, up here at Prince George. And I was first able to talk to...
Hi, my name is Ken Risen. I'm a third-year student at UMBC. I'm joint majoring in English and History. And I'm originally from Squamish, BC, and I went on an exchange in France this January until June, and yeah.
So there's actually a Francophone culture in Squamish?
We actually have a fairly large Francophone culture in Squamish. I don't know why, but it's definitely there, and it's pretty cool.
With Hannah not having a Francophone background, I had to ask her how she became involved, and maybe what are some of the difficulties that some other people would have if they decided to become involved with the French language.
It's hard for people because for me it was my parents that really pushed me into like French immersion. You do have to want to do it, but I think once you kind of get that initial kind of spark that, oh, I want to learn a new language, it kind of just opens up all these doors, all these new people, and just kind of a bigger view on the world. And you kind of just learn so much about different places, and it sounds kind of corny, but it just opens up your world for sure. Like, I got the chance to go to France, and I honestly probably wouldn't have been able, or it would have been harder for me to do that if I hadn't had like a little bit of a French background in high school.
So Hannah had a great perspective from her travels and why she thought it was beneficial for her to have French under the belt. She also experienced the differences between the two very similar worlds with this story.
For sure. Honestly, it kind of brought me closer to like more of the French-Canadian culture rather than like the French culture. And kind of a funny story, I was out late one day at a McDonald's just because I was studying for exams and, nowhere else to go. And a lady heard my Canadian accent and she came up to me after she was working at the McDonald's and she said, "Hey, like, I've got this bottle of maple syrup in my like refrigerator. I haven't like drank it in 2 years. Is it safe to drink?"
Oh, no way.
And I thought that was kind of funny because, even there's all these stereotypes and things like that still. Of course, I didn't know about the maple syrup, but just seeing that there is always, groups within groups of French Canadians in France.
After some research with our conversation with Hannah, I discovered that as long as there's not a tree growing out of your forehead after you've tried the maple syrup, you're absolutely fine. I was super thankful for Hannah's story about going to France. And I had other questions for another student.
So my name is Alexa Fitz, and I'm from Prince George, and I'm studying at UMBC, and I'm double majoring in political science and history right now.
So I want to jump right to the point with Alexa and ask her why she thought that it was important that we are celebrating the French culture and language for the Rendezvous celebration for 2016.
I think it's important because there's such an important history behind it because, if anything, French came before English in Canada. And then also just because it is such a multicultural country, really. And so I think just coming across as a nation, I think it's important that you learn both and to understand your own culture kind of thing.
She was absolutely right. But then we kept talking. And then she started telling me why she liked to learn French.
I think a combination of things. I think job opportunities, especially growing up in Canada and everything, I think French is always a good skill to have to be able to use both languages. And then travel, it always comes in handy for going to other countries and also to learn other languages, which I think they wanted that opportunity for my family.
So Alexa says something very interesting there, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But she continued to describe her experience in speaking French at home.
I don't use it at home at all. My parents wouldn't speak it, although my siblings also used it. Also went into French immersion, but we've never really spoken to each other using it for whatever reason.
Alexa brought a really awesome point that it brought her opportunities, and it kind of seemed that with Hannah, it gave her some opportunities as well with her travels in France. So it was very interesting to get these students' perspectives. It seems that with having a French language and being a student, it opens up career and travel opportunities, which I find a great asset. So when answering the questions of why we celebrate the French language, it really comes down to the fact that it is just a beautiful language that provides so much benefit for both the communities and oneself. I mean, these students and teachers were able to experience all sorts of different kinds of places and people that really opened them up to a new world for themselves. So I thought I'd add a little personal touch. I thought I'd express how I felt about the language, especially after hearing all these interviews. Because I don't know the language, but I've been able to read books and I've been able to watch well, Hollywood movies, and the language has brought our country together. And I love how even when there's times that our country seems to be falling apart, we've always been able to stick together. And that is the one thing that the Francophone language has been able to do for our country, along with all the other beautiful languages that come with being Canadian. It's been since the 1600s that the French have landed here. And since then, they've helped shape and mold the country into what it is today. And today, we couldn't ask for a better, more wholesome country. We have a lot to thank for that. And I want to thank all the multicultural languages that are out there. People who are coming to the country now, and the people who have come to the country in the past, immigrants, I want to really express to them how much it means to have them here. You make our country the way that it is. I'm just going to end the segment with something that Jeff said from The Circle.
It's very important to promote them because they contribute a lot for developing a country. Yeah.
So that's why, after talking to all my interviewers, I really had a great impression. A great impression of the kind of community the French culture has to offer all of us living here in Prince George. I was very thankful that Jeff, Carmen, Hannah, and Alexa had given me the opportunity to listen to their opinions and expressions and experiences. I also had the opportunity to share it with you, which I couldn't thank enough the Rendezvous for letting me do this. Wish everyone out there listening a great celebration. And I hope you enjoyed our program. If you have any questions about the program itself, please contact me at powpowe@unbc.ca. I'd like to personally thank CFER Radio for this opportunity. I'd also like to thank The Circle and Jeff for giving me his time. And I would also like to thank the interviewers who put on a great show for us all. William Shatner once said, "I sometimes find that in interviews, you learn more about yourself than the person learned about you." But I hope that gave us both an opportunity to learn. Thank you. Once again, I'm David Powell, and thanks for listening. Merci and au revoir.
For more information on the Rendezvous de la Francophonie, which is an annual celebration in partnership with La Fondation Canadienne pour le Dialogue des Cultures, the National Campus and Community Radio Association, Community Radio Fund of Canada, and this station, visit www.ncra.ca/RVF.